Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Was it Shira Haas?
Shira Haas is the young lady who plays Etsy, the star of the show.
Makes lots of crafts.
Yeah, puts them on the website. She is spectacular. Etsy, that's the website, Jeff.
Yeah.
I get internet jokes.
Oscar, you're so silly on drugs.
I get it. They own a house there, correct? They still own a house
in Cape
there.
Cod, yes, they do.
Yes, yeah. Beautiful place.
Yeah, they might be getting air conditioning by the time we get there, Mike.
That's exciting. That's very exciting. And I always think about Cape Cod when I'm up here. Because, you know, I think that up here, you know, it's beautiful as well, but, you know, it's just family everywhere. Anyway, that's kind of where I am.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
To be a dog in the O'Mara house.
Mm.
To be a dog in the O'Mara house is to have a life of luxury and pampering and just to have a mistress, Mrs. O'Mara, who takes care of the hound so well, and I get to find these things in my bed.
Oh, gross.
How's that? That is a bully stick.
Yeah. That's like a naked bully stick, too.
That is
that
probably
not technically
Frankie's handiwork right there. There
the most intimate part of a bull?
Who knows? I think it might be like a bull's thing.
I think
I don't know whether that's true.
That
or
looks
not.
Like the humpback whale, or the I think it was a humpback whale. No, maybe a bit of sperm whale. Sperm whale. It's Shark Week, Mike, as you know. And Nat Geo is having a bunch of different specials that are all the same from the years of past, but remixed. Yeah. And this time they have like a sperm whale that they're just towing behind a boat that blue sharks get to feed on. That's what that looks like in real life.
Yeah, I mean, and the thing about Frankie, the Chihuahua, is that Frankie has no teeth. He's had dental procedures throughout his 12 years on this planet, and you'll hear,
yeah.
And I'm like trying to watch a little tube in the bedroom with my wife, and I'm,
he's all gums.
You're gonna stop that. You're gonna stop that. I mean, I'm talking hours with something like this. Yeah. A little.
At any point, does Carla hear that noise and think you're starting to get intimate with her? Just from the distance, you making that noise.
The art of seduction that I always have.
The delicate art of seduction.
That's your mating call.
That's how I do it. I'll just look over to go.
sticks are 100%. They're 100% beef muscle. They contain only one ingredient: beef pizzle. P-I-Z-Z-L-E. And so I said, well, what's pizzle? Pizzle is an old English word for penis. Derived from.
So it's real?
Yeah, apparently. Yeah, derived from Low German pesel. Yeah.
That is a bull.
Smells so bad.
Pizzle.
A bull's thing.
Yeah. Also.
Really?
Wow. Snoop Dogg would refer to it as the pizzle.
I wonder why it was never called the pizzle stick. They wouldn't sell as many.
Do you think it's a little macabre that they use that? I mean, think about it, I mean, do they really have to use that part? Is that what they have to?
And are we soft we can't just say bull penis stick?
No, you can say that, I suppose, but I think it's more fun to say pizzle. You know the motto down pizzle at Smithfield, Mike? They say, when we use a pig, we use everything except the oink. So, I mean, there's obviously, there's use for something.
Well, let's waste no time and dive right into a health update on our guy. We got a lot on the show.
Health update.
A lot to unpack.
Oh, my God.
So much to unpack today.
Let's unpack this.
Yeah, before we get to Oscar's health, I have to say this. There's so many little isms that you have in radio and broadcasting. Unpack means, you know, stuffed. And this is just a little peek behind the curtain, especially when you do like a 4 or 5 hour show.
Yes.
Beware when you hear a host say something like, we have so much to get to today that we are, you know, whenever they have to talk about it, they're going the opposite way. They're probably desperate to get phone calls or death. We have abbreviated our show that we do about a 90-minute show. So it's really never, to be quite honest, we could come in here without the amount of show prep that I do every day and have a fine discussion because the three of us are more than capable of filling time, flapping our gums. When you hear, man, we're just so overloaded. We are so...
Don't even know where to start.
Now, when I say I'm behind on time, that's completely legitimate. Mm-hmm. When we have Fred Vigdor and we have Chad Dukes come on and, you know, we throw two guests in the mix where there's a lot going on. When you hear that, that's when you're really unpacking a lot. When you hear it during a show, usually it means the host is just trying to sound like they're so scary busy. But they're really probably not.
No.
I thought I'd give that little tidbit to the audience.
I like when hosts come on and say, look, let's be honest. There's nothing going on, but we're going to do our best.
That's an honest host. You know, wouldn't you love to hear that? Wouldn't you love to hear one of the people that that come on and talk about just how great they are, come out and say, I really don't have anything. I'm relying on you.
Steve Ducey could say it.
I've heard at least two or three people in my lifetime ever, especially during this pandemic, say, especially if it's sports radio.
Yes. Hey, sports radio.
Oh, I can't imagine.
Nothing.
Been talking to some of my buddies in sports radio.
And this is what's crushing.
It's a challenge.
For the junkies, it's great because they did hot talk before sports.
They did, they did both. Your radio partner did it as well.
Chad can pull it off because he did hot talk before sports. For those that have to feign a personality and an opinion, that's when it was hard. But luckily, sports is back.
Certain columnists that came from print that have no business being behind a microphone. They had regular radio guys when we got blown out of WJFK, and then they peppered these guys with jocks and print writers who just didn't last. It's hard to do.
Paired them up, and then they the threadbare showed through, and it's sad, right?
Because it's tough enough. In most cases, if you it's not a knowledge of the sport or a sport,
right?
Where you happen to have an expert, that'll take you through like one segment of one show.
That's it.
You have to be able to be an incredible broken personality and a narcissist to be able to sustain this kind of chat, because then you can talk all day long.
Or if you go further, there are the ones that would say, I'm sorry we didn't get to your calls. I'll speak to you in the office after the show.
Hi there. Well, he was great, though. Okay, if you want to talk about a pure sports guy... Who, and these were the pioneers that, you know, Ken Beatrice was one of the pioneers that started the whole sports talk movement.
Yep.
You know, and, but anyway, we could talk about radio forever. I want to get to, when I talk about what we have planned today, that I only mention this to show you what we won't get to today.
Okay.
Right? We have to talk about Oscar's health. We have to talk about Regis, of course. Regis Philbin, who passed away on the weekend. I would like to talk about trolls on the internet that were spawned out of a Regis thread that I had on my Facebook. And I, you know, it was late at night and I got dark real quick and didn't care for it. Carla and I binged an entire television show last night. Now, it was only four episode, I think. But they were hour long episodes.
We binged a lot.
My sister and the etiquette of texting. Carla said that I made the family uncomfortable when I was calling my sister out about a texting exchange that we had.
You gotta tell him, Mike. I'll share it with you.
Yeah.
It's frustrating. Baseball, I've got comments on that. Carla and another hot car situation with one of God's creatures in a hot car on a hot day. I'll Be Gone in the Dark. We've had that on our show prep list for a long time. We've never gotten to it. And Oscar's got a new website that we will love.
Yes.
That's how much we have. We're not going to get to all of it.
Mike,
there's so much to unpack.
At the end of the day, there's a lot to unpack.
Mm.
Right. So some might be saying right now, well, shut up and get to it.
Can I get a drum roll, please?
Oh, my. So when we left Oscar on Friday's show, I'll set it up for us a little bit. When we left Oscar on Friday's show, Oscar was not experiencing taste or smell and was freaked out and was planning to get tested for the COVID because he was worried about it.
Yes.
And I texted Oscar over the weekend to see how he was doing. Got sort of an update, but I'm waiting for the real one right now. Now, you were tested over the weekend?
Yes.
Did you get your results of your test over the weekend?
No, but I can taste.
Hey!
So I am self-clearing myself from any quarantine, and I'll tell you why.
Okay.
And this is actually important for people to learn, because I had to learn through the interweb. No fever at all.
None fever.
I mentioned on the show that I was going to go across the way to get some allergy medicine. That's probably why they stopped me again today, because they probably thought I was making meth because I bought it twice in 3 days. So
you're all loaded on Sudafed?
Yes, I'm ready to go. It's actually Mucinex D, Mike, the big one. My friend Rob taught me well. He taught me the ways
of Yoda. Does that have Sudafedrine in it?
Yes, it's the big pill. It's about the size of a jelly bean. It's half orange, half white, and 100% great. Yes.
Do not chew it. Swallow
it. No, kids, not a chewable.
If you're at home. I don't know how much meth you can make out of it, but it's definitely behind the counter. They don't give it to you just like willy-nilly. You walk up, they stop you, and then they look at your ID. Mm-hmm. Remember that. So I did that on Friday, and I would say I started feeling a little less decongested, because it was weird the 2 days I had.
You started feeling a little less congested.
Less congested.
If you were less decongested, Mike, then you would be more stuck.
One day I'll learn this language. Thank you so much.
I understand. Just wanted to make congested. That clear to people.
That's it. Less congested. And then I was like, I don't know if I can really get like some taste, but I think I can. So I went straight to the hot sauce. I was like, I know I got to have some sort of hot sauce in the house. Like nothing crazy, right?
That's cool.
And then I said, if I don't taste this or I don't feel the burn, then I got to go hide in my room for 14 days.
You see, that's the one thing that would, because the hot sauce, I guess it's capsaicin, or that's the stuff that makes it
burn. Don't
know
what makes it. Just want to throw it on my tongue, man.
But you see, the thing is, I think that the sensation of the heat would be.
I thought it was habanero.
I'm wondering if the sensation of heat would be different than the sensation of flavor.
This is what's going to piss you off. I don't even know what type it was. It was just there, and I just took it and put it on my tongue. I didn't even look at the flavor or what was going on.
What's the one with the wooden cap that you see that I love? I used to love
that one. I know that one.
What is it?
Aren't they all Tabasco?
No.
Tabasco is a particular pepper, I think, that's made in Louisiana.
I'm going to find the name of it, but
you know
I know
what I'm talking about. And you see it in a lot of Mexican restaurants.
Got a lady on it.
Got it's a delicious. Pretty lady. It's got a. It's
C-H-U-A, chua?
It's something chua.
I can see it in my dreams.
It's a wonderful, tasty little hot sauce. So you went to the hot sauce.
So after I had decongestant, I could taste it faintly. I could taste it faintly. For the first time, I could actually taste something where I was like, oh, there's some flavor here.
This just in, Mike, it is called Heinz 57.
With mayonnaise. No,
I'm kidding. It's Cholula.
Cholula that's what it is, yeah.
C-H-O-L-U-L-A, Cholula.
Pretty yummy.
So then,
yeah, it's good stuff.
Then I wrote into my old Google machine, Mike, I said, congestion due to air conditioning. That's
oh,
the
yeah,
one.
There's a big. There's That's, a lot going on about air conditioning.
Yeah. So those of you at home, cats and kittens, listen up.
Clean your filters.
Not just your filters. Important to do that. But if you have your AC on blast, especially if you're in the Florida or let's say the Mid Atlantic, or you know, frankly, most of the country right now is on fire.
Yeah, there's a heat wave.
I would say that
tropical heat wave.
When you throw that on without a humidifier in your room, it can replicate what is the, I would say, the finale, the symptoms of a clogged and of your, it'll clog all the cilia in your sinuses up so you can't breathe, basically. That's what happens.
When you're a little under the weather, and God bless you for being a trooper and coming in.
Yeah, I could have just taken a powder for 14 days.
You're funny because your English does take a backseat.
Yeah,
I'm
sorry.
I know it's a struggle to find the words a little bit. You putting some hand sanitizer on right
all
now?
Yes, all day, Mike. That's, safety
me.
First.
That was me.
So the way I read it is the cilia in your
nose, nasal passages
freeze up, so all the mucus can't be like your lungs can't be scooped out.
You can't expectorate.
So it turns into a gloop and stuffs your sinuses up. Your AC can do this with
the
van.
It makes sense because the AC is removing as much moisture as possible so the air can feel cooler.
So we threw a humidifier.
A moisturizer.
A certain high-end air conditioners, I think even wall units, will dehumidify and cool,
Mike.
At the same time,
do I look high end? My thing costs $12,000. And
well,
that's
I know that. I know that even the old air conditioners. Everybody's got central air down in Florida, and I know that even the old ones.
Yeah.
Some of the old ones have dehumidifying.
That's why you have to have usually a tube or set it in a window, because all that dripping, that's the condensation, that's the humidity leaving your house.
I'm going to say I don't have that in my unit. I might have to call my friends and figure that out.
You probably do.
I think you do.
It's just not. Some of them are more, you know.
Robust?
I don't know. Did you get tested?
I got tested, but I'm not going to know for another 7 days.
Right. Okay. All right. Like, but you don't think you have the COVID?
No. One night with the humidifier, God bless my wife for having one, like a real one.
Right.
And changing the water on a regular basis. The next morning, I woke up and I threw the hot sauce on my tongue, which, by the way, in the morning's not so bad.
But you're still
great
sick
with eggs.
I could taste everything.
You still went to the CVS before the show to get allergy medication.
No, more decongestant.
More, so you're still congested.
Yes, but I mean,
yeah, but I mean, I don't know if. See, I think that the COVID is more of a throat, sore throat, lethargy, bones aching.
I've got no sore throat, no bones aching.
You don't have any of that.
No, no.
Yeah, and your temperature was okay?
I can taste, which is great.
What's the last thing you ate?
Me?
Yes.
Yesterday, my mom made chicharron.
What's that?
That's
chicharron is the fried plantains, mm-hmm. right?
No.
What is chicharron?
It's basically, have you ever had a double fried wing? Like a
yeah.
So it's
Carla likes extra fried.
It's triple. Now this thing's like maybe 5x fried and soy sauce. It's almost like Chinese food from home. She made that.
Oh, nice.
Yeah,
nice.
It's so good. And if I thought I had COVID, if I thought I had it, I would not have gone and seen my mother and even social distance.
If you enjoyed a dish your mom made, then you got your taste back.
It's just amazing.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's mm-hmm. good to be healthy.
Good stuff.
Let me tell you.
I'm thinking about, see, there we go. You bring up food and I get sidetracked because
yeah.
I start
Who
thinking
doesn't?
About food. Well, yeah. you know what? I'm doing the intermittent fasting, you know. I don't eat in the morning, so I'm thinking about that.
We bust in like the Kool-Aid guy, my Shannon Santos and I to her house, and she's like, thank goodness you came today, because I gave her the heads up. I was like, hey, I can't smell. Just might not be coming Sunday, so don't go all out.
Right.
Right.
And she went out all out anyway, so she said that God told her that I was going to be able to come on Sunday. Don't know. I just went with it. And
you know, that might be a symptom of COVID. The fact that she's hearing God. So, maybe you should have stayed away.
I was like, all right, Mom. Tell God I said hello. What's up?
Mama Santana. Make him chicharron.
She said she slaved away for 3 hours to make chicharron, and it was well worth it.
Fry them 5 times.
And this is the first time.
You know what I realized?
Shannon
I need a door.
She loved it.
I lost my door last week.
You lost your door?
So, can you send me a door, please?
I can send you a door.
Send that
right
man
now.
A door, please.
Really, yeah. really be
Send it to you right now. As
so
a matter
I can, send it to me now. Maybe I'll get it before the
I
end
can
of the
taste.
Show.
I went for a long 30-minute run on Saturday night. I feel great, except for the congestion, but that's allergy.
Well, if you're doing all that, I feel better about it.
I texted you
over the weekend. You seemed to
very
indicate
sweet,
that
Mike.
You were
you're
doing
the only person in my
well.
Entire universe that texted me without wanting something.
That can't.
Yes. Yeah.
Really?
I'm serious. Yeah.
Well, we were talking
yeah,
about you.
Yeah,
you were
very
thinking
sweet.
About whether you were
I, it
okay.
Was, it, I, there was a moment, and look, I didn't want to even alert anybody about this, but it was something that we threw out over the air, just like a throwaway between shows. And Mike's like, no, we got to talk about this. Is the idea of just having, and I think I said this on the show, just having just normal symptoms that could be anything else,
mm-hmm.
like freak you out to even when you're as, I guess,
terrifying.
Informed
getting
as
a
I
common
am.
Oh my
God.
Right now in the era of COVID would be fracturingly scary.
Get your flu shot, people.
Terrifying.
I still take my temperature twice a day. I feel fine. I'm taking my temperature twice a day.
Because yeah, but between your toes, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Sorry,
well, the thermometer is down there right now, as a matter of fact.
We'll figure it out. We'll figure this timing thing out one of these days.
Well, I'm on Sudafed. I have a problem.
You are. I can tell. But that's okay. You're a trooper for coming in. I appreciate that.
Good.
You know, here's the thing about the whole COVID deal. Is that what you say is correct? I can only imagine. I think we've all perhaps during this pandemic, even if we haven't gotten sick, had a moment or two, or maybe there's a dry throat, maybe there's a little sniffle here and there that will freak you out because you think, is this it? Is this it? Yeah. It's not a call. You just never know. And when we're out doing, living our lives, it happens right now. And you, let's be honest, on Friday, by Friday, you were pretty freaked out.
You
were freaked out enough to go get tested.
I was freaked out enough that I sent Maddie home early.
Mm-hmm.
Correct?
Yeah.
And Maddie's back from Buffalo, right?
Boston.
Maddie's back from Boston.
Yes.
Hi, Maddie.
Hello. How
Hi.
Are you?
And how was the weekend in Boston?
It was great. Got to see the fam. Had a lot of lobster. Good. It was a great time. Lobster.
Sounds like you worked on your fake enthusiasm.
I guess not that well.
How was the travel? Like, how do you get on a plane? Like, what's the magic?
Yeah, what's
go-to?
That like?
So I wore 3 masks, a face shield, gloves. I had hand sanitizer and then wipes to wipe everything down. Mm-hmm. And it seems like I was the only person in the airport who cared. Because everybody
that
else
sucks.
Just had
that
like really one mask on.
That sucks. Well, you know, at least one mask.
You did your job. You did your job. Thank you.
I did. But
thank
nobody
you.
So
did
like,
anybody give you a hard time with that? And when Maddie wears the face shield, it's the kind that you see in hospitals. Yeah, it's the plastic shield across. Mm-hmm. When you said 3 masks, did you have 3 layers of paper?
Yes,
is that
I had
what you were doing?
A surgical mask, and then I think a SN95, and then another surgical mask.
You know what, Maddie?
Wow.
Seriously, if you feel at all guilty about that, I'm listening to that right now, and I'm saying to myself,
responsibility.
What a brilliant idea. I mean, to kind of lock it down to make sure none of those particles are coming in. To get on it, if you're going to get on an airplane, I'd look at a Maddie Masiello and I'd say that's smart.
Bingo, yeah, bango.
I would say
say autoimmune. Has to be autoimmune.
So was there anybody else that was even close to what you were doing?
No, not at
airport?
All. It really felt like nobody else really cared.
Not
and that
the memo.
Just like them wearing a mask was like an inconvenience. Half of them were like below the nose.
Oh, no.
It was crazy. I was the only one wiping anything down. I was like, I'm not even that like anal about it, but it was like everybody was.
That makes you want to do it. Like you're like, I'm going to wipe everything down.
Yeah, these people aren't caring.
Yeah.
And I flew Spirit. So, you know, the people on that flight are even less likely to care.
You probably should have been wiping that down a year ago.
Yeah. Yeah. It's so true.
Now the Spirit's the 737s. I know that. They're 3-on-3s.
Yes.
So were middle seats empty on the Spirit flight?
No, on both flights, I was assigned a middle seat. Luckily the window seat both times ended up being empty, so I just slid over.
Good. And there was a space in between you and the next person.
Yeah,
it's so absurd.
But for the most
so
part,
absurd.
Yeah.
Didn't Spirit fly 737s during the Spanish flu as well?
That was the Holy
it's
Spirit.
How are we, if you want to know like a perfect example of why we are stupid.
Right.
I know there's an economic. The airlines have so much juice with the government. They never should have stopped doing at least the middle seat rule, which I thought was
pretty cool.
If you're going to do anything, you can do it. Then they talk about their hospital grade air filters. Doesn't matter if you got sick people in back of you or in front of you because it's going to come over the seat and get you. But I mean, the thing is, why not? There's where we are, where people have to go in and be terrified. Because they're not protected on an airplane.
Have you ever been
on
a flight?
Fly, you know,
it's Mike. Let me ask you this question, and Rob, have you ever been on a flight with no one coughing around you?
Never. No, never in my life. There is always some hacking person that's doing that. And how many people have we always said you travel and
you get sick
and you get sick.
The flu.
I mean, so Maddie, it would be a little scary to experience that, and I'm with you 1,000%. I'm proud of you.
Thank
I think
you.
That is really, really.
Yeah, really that awesome. Weird you did that. Looks, but no. Thank you.
F them.
Good.
Yeah.
More weird looks, more smart people.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm very proud to have you associated with.
Hell
us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mike, she also beat the quarantine. I got a hot call from I'm supposed to go up to the Cape on the 7th of August or 8th of August, and they're like, hey, we're going to send you a couple of links to some offices. They'll get you the 72-hour test because now you have to have the test within 72
kind of
hours.
Kind of what we did up in Maine. You have 72 hours.
Yeah, but now this backlog, I got to go pay. Well, I don't. My brother is going to. God bless him. That's why
to get the results quickly.
That's why he went to med school.
Expedited, baby. I'm going to get a vacation.
Yeah,
free. But I have to get 72 tests.
He did say we're putting an electric fence. I mean, that'll be fun.
It's funny that Mass is doing that because Massachusetts, at least the last time I checked, I haven't had anybody come up and have vetoed a couple of trips. Sorry, I have.
But that wasn't based on health concerns, was it?
Sometimes you're too smart for your own good, Mr. Spiewak.
Just joking is all. Having some fun, all.
But we were, the rule in Maine was within 72 hours. And we have gone out to places where I think almost all. I know two this weekend where you eat, if you're going to eat outside, they take your phone number. You take your name and phone number for
contact. Yeah.
So that if somebody you know, starts hacking and they'll call you and tell you were there, you should quarantine. Damn. So they're very careful. This is
that's so smart, though.
It's smart, but we're not doing it. That's the thing that's astonishing. If we this stuff, I was saying to somebody this weekend, if they've been able to do it early on, we might be in a different situation. Yep. But we're too to bother doing that. It's just a protocol. It's a government-issued protocol. It's a mandate to behave a certain way. Here's how it works. You sit there. You write down everybody's name that comes into your little restaurant. You put their phone number down there. Somebody gets sick. They know. They trace. That's how you solve this little problem until we get a vaccine.
I wonder how it works with the servers if they're like, oh, man, that guy's a DILF. Maybe MILF. They have like little codes next to it. Who the people they were calling? Yeah,
I'm gonna actually call. Just called to say you're okay. How are you, sir, ma'am?
Yeah, you know, Carla would get lots of calls saying there's nothing to worry about.
We'd like you to come in and have your temperature taken. Dr. Nicholas Van Helsing will be here. No, I just wish more people were smart like Maddie. And Massachusetts, I thought, was one that Maine was saying. Maine let Vermont in, New Hampshire in. I know that for a while, Massachusetts was not let in.
Ooh.
So it's interesting that Massachusetts is now getting heavy on you coming in from D.C.
You know what?
It's just odd.
So D.C. has the same thing for you can't come into D.C. Unless it's essential travel for, you know, either Virginia or Maryland.
Yeah.
You got to have the 17-day quarantine or the COVID test within 72 hours. I will say that, Mike, I could understand Massachusetts because I had to do a little more digging because of our predicament, which is fine. You got to follow the rules. It's because of the colleges. They have 30-plus four-year schools, and the schools that are open and are having classes, they're like, before you come.
Yeah. Crazy. Crazy times, but I'm glad they're doing all of that. And you'll feel better, too. You don't want to don't want to roll into your family. I felt when we got tested, and by the way, the 72-hour thing when we came up here at the beginning of July, we were tested, but we got our results when we were on the road.
Yeah.
So we kind of rolled the dice. We rolled the dice getting rolling. We were Friday coming in. We were on the road on our second day when we got our results. And then Carla got called twice. I haven't been called. I don't know why, and I don't know why that bugs me, but it does a little bit, that I never got called. And then everybody up here, I've had visitors that I've had up here. I have my daughter and her boyfriend, her new boyfriend, come into town. He was, they were both tested negative before they arrived, but found out while she was in the house, but they had quarantined for 2 weeks prior to coming up to Maine. So I was cool with that.
Great.
All right. The real rule, the letter of the law up here is test within 72 hours or you sit your ass down for 2 weeks. And you don't want to do that. So you're going to have to do one to go into Mass as well
when
you go up in August?
I have to. All right. But it's a small inconvenience, I think, in the long run. And worst case scenario, what was it going to be? Just, you know, we go to Maddie's Beach on Ken Island, and then we get stung by jellyfish for a week. Like that would have been a fine. That would be
beautiful. Have a nice, vacation on the dark brown sand.
And they own a house there, correct? They still own a house
Cape
there.
Cod, yes, they do.
Yes, beautiful place.
They might be getting air conditioning by the time we get there, Mike.
That's exciting. That's very exciting. And I always think about Cape Cod when I'm up here because you know, I think that up here, you know, it's beautiful as well. But you know, it's just family everywhere. Anyway, that's kind of where I am.
Lots of family.
Family.
It's a blessing indeed.
No, you may, but this is about the time when I become very clear where I stand. You know, I'm the,
you've only been there for like 3 weeks.
Yeah, no, plenty of time. Plenty of time. You know how hated you are. But I'm glad everybody's healthy. That's wonderful. And Rob seems to be sprouting a little hair.
Yeah, look
Rob's
at you.
Sprouting a little bit of facial hair, right?
Less egg-like, little less egg-like, hopefully.
Okay. Coming working together.
On the peach. Yeah. As fuzz. Let's start the damn show. Please.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
I shall pass through this world but once. Any good, therefore,
that I can do or any kindness that I can show to any human being, let me do it now. Let me not defer or neglect it, for I shall not pass this way again.
That's the right order. Let's see who got it right. And in the fastest time, Ted Patchell. Ted, how are you? Yeah. Congratulations. That's terrific, man. It's been a pleasure. All right, let's go. Ted Patchell, congratulations. What do you do?
Computer catalog salesperson. I take orders over the phone.
What did you do last night, Ted?
Actually, I stayed in and watched ABC.
All right. Your partner Thomas is up there. Hi, Tom. How you doing?
Hi, Regis.
Nice to see you. What would you do if you won the $1 million?
Pay off all the bills and splurge and go get a dozen pairs of shoes at once.
All right, fine. All right, good.
You know what happened recently? I had dinner with our national treasurer, Regis Philbin, just about a week ago. He is really America's pre-existing condition.
I didn't know this, and nobody told me this. Marty Short has got a role in Damages.
I thought he told us that. When he was here.
Yeah, we had him on for it.
How about Marty Short being like a French guy? Remember him in Father Knows Best?
You mean Father of the Bride?
Father of the Bride. Father Knows Best was in the last century.
I don't remember him in Father Knows Best.
We meet in Don's dressing room, and here's what we do. We take off our pants.
Whoa!
We take off our pants and we hang them up. Because when you go out to entertain, it's got to be the crease. You understand? So then we get little robes. Actually, there's one bathrobe for him and a towel for me. And we sit there and we talk about the old days, you know.
So you guys get Joey together Bishop, periodically in a dressing room somewhere in the United States.
It's called show business.
And you take off your pants.
It's called show business, yes. And we enjoy it.
Yeah, I bet you do.
You know the collection of records I've got. How many of those can you put on an iPhone?
All of thousands. Them would fit on one.
All of them?
Music device.
Where do they stay?
All of that same information is in that.
It's not big computer. Enough to carry all
it
of it.
It is big enough to carry it all.
It's like a TV set.
I don't want to
you
talk
You don't
about
live
it.
In the TV set. You're just sent to the TV set.
What do you mean? Of course he lives in a TV set.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
We are live from the Podcast Village Studios in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. That, of course, was the late, great Regis Philbin. And, yes, I'll get into what people said about Regis
Please.
Over the weekend.
Please.
So many nice tributes. We're delighted to have you along on this Monday, everybody. We are heard from Shreveport, Louisiana to Jamaica, Virginia, Pea Island, North Carolina, St. Marie's, Idaho, Jollyville, Texas, George Washington National Forest in Lost City, West Virginia.
Beautiful Ooh, wow. this time of year, yes.
The Mike O'Mara Show is on now and brought to you by Cornerstone. They want you to think about mortgage rates because if you currently have what is a great rate, 3.25%
yeah, sure,
or
it.
Higher, you need to call my friend Mark Livingstone at Cornerstone First Financial, and you need to do it today. Right now, 90% of homeowners have rates higher than the average going interest rate. That's it. That's the truth. Cornerstone First Financial, their rates are so low that they've actually become a disruptor in the industry because their rates, service, and programs are unparalleled. Their low rate guarantee and the fact that they are both a lender and a broker allows them to have flexibility to approve loans that the big banks can't. Interest rates on 30-year fixed mortgages
right.
have fallen into the twos for the first time ever. You need to call my friend Mark Livingstone at Cornerstone First Financial. Do it now. 202-625-1221. 202-625-1221 or online at cornerstonefirst.com. Cornerstone First Financial. Personal attention to closing, from application to closing. Sorry, I couldn't see. Welcome to the show. That's Regis. Regis Philbin, I'll get into the whole troll while I was trolled, and somebody said, all you did was ridicule. It wasn't ridicule. It was an impression, and it was comedy. And we were giving him a hard time. We gave Kathy Lee a hard time. That's
right.
What we did. We gave people hard times. If you want to call what David Letterman did ridiculing Regis, David went out to dinner with Regis after every show that he was on. Regis Philbin was an American original, and yes, you can call it ridicule. I call it comedy. I call it fun, poking fun at Regis Philbin, which we did all the time. And it's funny that because my impression of Regis Philbin was so significant to what I did on the shows that I've been involved in, that people thought of me occasionally when they heard about Regis's passing. And I think back on Regis fondly because it was satire that was so much fun, because Regis was so much fun to listen to. He was such an American original, and that's what you don't have to be brilliant. You don't have to be super talented. You just have to bring something to the table, and that's what made Regis a television icon. And he was so impressionable to do an impression of. I mean,
about whether or not you ridicule him,
I think I got some of the Sudafed Oscar hat. I'm not sure.
Everything you just said made sense, Mike.
It did.
All right, good.
I think of Regis. I think of you. I just do. I think of Regis. I think of Kelly Ripa. I think of Kathy Lee Gifford. I think of American television. Regis, in many ways, for me, was someone I grew up with. Even when I had to stay home from school and I was learning English, I'd see this man on television. I just didn't know who he was. Right,
a workaholic. I mean, he was.
I believe
everywhere.
He held the record for the most hours of live television of any other person. And when you say about the ridicule, if you listen back to the tapes we just played to open the show with, he was the first to make fun of himself. And that's, I mean, you got to know that. He was in on the joke. He knew that he was a target, and I think he sort of enjoyed it. And when you talk about people associating Regis with you, the most horrifying thing happened this weekend when Regis's death was announced. I got a text, a condolence text, from Beth Ann McBride.
Yeah.
And she hates me. But she said,
my God,
when I heard about Regis, thought about the show even before I thought of Joy Philbin, and just sending my best thoughts your way. So Beth Ann was thinking of you as well. But I think
Ted mentioned it to me over the weekend as a condolences. It's funny because the impression was such a big part of what I did. It was one of the better ones I did.
When I'd have an opportunity to do Regis on the fly, and he's one of the ones that I can do as quickly as that, and call and
I think
I
you predated.
So I think I
you
did him too much.
You predated Dana Carvey, I think, on actually doing Regis on the show, because when they were launching live, as you know, it started out as just a New York based show, and then when it rolled out national and they were really trying to promote it, you would occasionally have him on the show when you guys did mornings, because they were hungry for publicity. And then you'd occasionally get a mention, like he said, we talked to two DJs. And, you know, he would mention it in, like, the opening ramble. So you guys
this
were
interconnected. This is why I'm glad you're here, because you're the show historian, and you can offer maybe some clarity on one of the times we got in real big trouble. And that's suits. When we...
I remember being told that
the
we were
hotel
gonna get
in Los Angeles. Were you with us at that point?
When yes. We
were,
happened?
I called the hotel in Los Angeles, and this tells you my memory. It's squash.
Well, why don't you let Rob lay out
I'll
the
tell
scene.
You my memory of it. That we called a hotel where we found out Regis was staying in L.A.
They were doing a week of remotes, I think. Because, they're New York-based, so in L.A.
We got a tip, and I called, we called the hotel, and I got the front desk and convinced the front desk that I was Regis Philbin, and they allowed me to get into the messages that were left for Regis.
Mm-hmm.
And so we did that, and like all true spoiled brats, we had so much fun with it that day, we decided to come back and do it a second day.
Right.
And when we came back and did it the second day, I called the front desk of the hotel, and I said, hi, this is Regis Philbin. I just want to check my messages. And they said, just a minute, Mr. Philbin. And where is the day before? This is my memory of it. The day
so
before,
far, you're spot on. It's all of our check marks are matching, Mike.
The day before we've gotten into the messages, here are your unplayed messages. Hi, Regis. We're going to meet you at such and such a restaurant. We're just going, blah!
I'm dying.
Just the fact that we got into Regis. So the second day, it was a bit more of a delay. And suddenly, a person comes on the line and, hello, who is this? I said, this is Regis Philbin. And on the other line, you hear, no, this is Regis Philbin. happened after that, but we probably hung up. And we tried to keep him on a little bit, but it's all right. You know, but what happened after that, if memory serves me, we got in big trouble.
Very big.
We got in really, I mean, like top of the company CEO trouble for doing what we
did. Like, I believe there was, if I recall, there was no show the next day kind of trouble.
Yeah, we got suspended.
Yeah,
got suspended,
and then I remember that. Being told by the producer at the time, she said, well, it was a good run. She really thought it was the end because it was.
Yeah, because he went to Mel Karmazon.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
the way I understand.
Yeah, so it was definitely.
He went
definite
to the top of the company. He knew, hot Mel, water. He knew Mel Karmazon. And by also, that time, Regis was a player that time.
Yeah,
that
sure. Point.
Like Regis started out the sidekick for Joey Bishop. He's been in television, national television, for a good long time. But.
Mike
made his bones doing the morning show up in New York, and then that became a national show.
I get it.
He was at the pinnacle. He was right at the crest.
And in today's media, you and Don would probably get unfortunately, because I think this is hilarious, but you would probably get prosecuted one way or another. You hacked into someone's personal voicemail.
Yep.
That's exactly what happened, and I regret it. No, I don't. I'm sorry.
Was there anything funny in the messages? That would have been great.
Yeah, there was a funny. It's just somebody was going to meet him, and it was like Regis's show busy friends.
Yeah, and the thing about it, when you look back on
like,
it.
Hi, Regis. Hi. We're going to meet you at such and such.
The very fact that you got away with it once.
Is amazing.
But why would you think you're on a nationally syndicated radio show? How is it not going to get back to him somehow? In retrospect, I just can't believe, but God, I do remember now, holding my stomach laughing. It was great.
Now, another Regis moment. This is how important Regis Philbin was to my career.
Right.
The only time that I ever spoke to Donald Trump was because of Regis Philbin.
That's
we
right.
We called Trump Tower to speak to Donald Trump, and I think it might have come, I don't know where it came from, but I think it might have been my thought that, well, Regis could probably get through to Donald.
Right.
Because we were trying to get through to Donald Trump. And we called Trump Tower. We called the Trump building and the Trump Enterprises or whatever it was called.
Mm-hmm.
And the Regis voice got me to the executive suite immediately.
Right away.
Got me to Donald Trump's personal secretary immediately. And had me put through to Donald Trump. And I remember it lasted a very short period of time because Donald, I'll give him credit, immediately, Mr. President,
yes.
recognized that it wasn't Regis Philbin and hung up on us. Or said, don't you have anything better to do?
I believe what he said was, don't you have anything better to do? If you want to talk to me, go through the proper channels. Goodbye.
Yeah, it was, and he hung up. And yeah. It was, you know, that was Regis. And then the third wheel of this little Regis trifecta for me was when John Pop, producer of the G. Gordon Liddy show, asked me to call in and prank G. Gordon Liddy on his birthday. And Hi, Gordon. Hi, Reg. And we have that on tape somewhere.
And I called
as Regis Philbin. The Regis Philbin impression was such a big deal.
I used it
for evil all over the place.
You can't be told you were using it for evil when you called Liddy because you were asked to do it. But afterwards, it was so badly handled because it was Liddy's birthday show, like his 120th birthday.
So they basically pranked him on the wrong day.
They pranked him on the wrong day, and then it made Liddy look simple because he was fooled, and he thought he had the pull to have Regis call in on his birthday, and then it was revealed that it wasn't him, and it was another grand moment in broadcast history.
But Regis, my memory of Regis was like a great DJ done well. He just brought a lot. He was quirky. He let it all hang out, and he let you know that he didn't know stuff. Mm-hmm. And it was just, and he was a prima donna, and it was fun to watch him. And he just brought it. He brought it. He laid it all out there. And he's also a guy that late in his life, he got a lot of breaks, and he grabbed every one of them right before he retired. And it's a, you know, it's sad because I thought he'd be around for a little bit longer. But he was up there in his late 80s, so that he lived a good long life.
I always thought that the beginning of Live with Regis and Kathy Lee was sort of a very vague template for what would become Hot Talk Radio, because there had never been a show that started with a 25-minute unscripted, right, very loose opening ramble.
Super loose.
And that is something that you never saw, let alone on television, network television.
And it was
never
the same after him. It
you're right.
Was never
you're
the
exactly
same
right. But that kind of proved that sort of loose structure can work, and it allowed people to see that. So in that way, he really was an innovator, and he will be missed.
You know, Kelly and Kathy Lee. Kathy Lee was more really open to the world, I think, than Kelly Lee.
Yes.
Kelly Lee still has that. It always appears to me that she's extremely careful in what
structured,
she projects with the fam and all that. With Regis, it was so real.
It was
so
real.
He's like Notre Dame and all the things he loved.
Gelman,
and his
what were
buddies.
We talking about?
Yeah, exactly.
I remember once with Kelly when he just said, "So your daughter broke a leg." And she's like, "Oh, well, we didn't want to talk about that."
Yeah, see?
Like, yeah. That's it.
That was the difference right there.
Was it a compound fracture?
Weren't you paying attention? Did you ignore her?
It was great. So that's Regis Philbin. And for those of you that enjoyed Regis as much as we did, look, when you're doing that kind of an impression of a guy, you're obsessed with the guy. And we were obsessed with Regis Philbin for quite some time. And he will be missed. I was extremely sad when I heard that news because of, you know, he helped my career. He did. Yep. He didn't even know he did. You know, it was fantastic, especially when we got through to that voicemail. Always
fantastic.
That,
day two, man. Day two.
No, this is Regis Philbin.
No, this is
And you
is
know,
Regis.
And Regis got off on being catching us with that. That was fun, too. Yeah, so that was cool. But,
Oscar, you ever feel the air totally sucked out of a room? When he said, "No, this is Regis," time stopped. Just so you know.
Yeah, we froze. We froze like the cowards that we really were. And boy, did we get in trouble. Yeah, we almost got fired. Oh, God. We'll take a break. We'll come back with more fun and thrills right here on the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody.
Here we are, P1s.
Ah!
Come and get your cocktail party.
Oh, this Friday?
Yes!
My little ones. Champagne, drunken wives, all free on Friday. I've lots of lovely goodies for you. Naughty words, mixed drinks, maybe even ice cream, treacle tarts.
Treacle tarts and ice cream and all free.
Come along, kitty winkies. Come along, my little dears, my little mice. What will it be? Carla? Shannon? Superstar Carrie? It's all on Facebook Live.
Live?
Go inside, my little dears. And all free on Friday.
That's the best. That is the best promo. Yeah, we're going to do it again, the TMOS Cocktail Party, this coming Friday, starting at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. We will have everybody there. Hopefully Oscar's recovered by that point. I hope so.
I hope to God.
Modern medicine, and we'll have all the wives.
The decongestant goes great with Jack and Coke.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Been a while since we've checked ourselves in. We'll find out. I want to find out how everybody's doing during this terrible time that... has it gotten better? Oh, that's right. No, it hasn't. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Freshly. We've all spent a lot of time at home in the past few months, I'll say.
Yes,
a lot. And at first it was kind of fun cooking at home. Well, now if you're like me, you're plenty tired of cooking all around the clock. Enough already. That's where Freshly comes in. Freshly understands that food needs to be delicious, healthy, and simple. Right. With Freshly, you could avoid the grocery store and enjoy fully prepared dinners delivered fresh, not frozen, right to your door. Freshly's chefs and nutritionists do all the hard work. All you do is heat for 3 minutes and dinner is done. Just choose a plan that works for you. Take a break from all that cooking. It's too hot anyway.
Yes.
Freshly has what you want every time. You're going to love Freshly.
Join the almost 1.5 million satisfied Freshly customers and skip the shopping, the prepping, the cooking, and the cleanup. Freshly is offering our listeners $40 off their first two orders at Freshly.com/TMOS. Don't wait. That's Freshly.com/TMOS. I've done it again. How did I get this late? But I am this late. We have a short break here, and then
damn it,
we
Regis.
Will move on.
So, I'm sorry about that. I apologize. I'm doing the very best I can.
I'm going to buy a dozen pairs of shoes.
Well then, fine.
I guess I've got time to tell you. Yeah, I can tell you the binge that we knocked out yesterday,
okay.
Last night. So I get on a kick where I've been. I think they put shows on cable, guys, to promote different films that are out there, where you'll see a lot of Mark Wahlberg. Mark Wahlberg's everywhere.
Yeah.
And I watched a Shoot 'Em Up with Mark Wahlberg the other night. Then I think there was another Mark Wahlberg that I was watching late afternoon, because we went out with the fam in the early afternoon and morning. And I was just gassed because I didn't sleep well on Saturday night. To make a long story short, Carla comes in and says, are you watching any more guns and explosions?
Ooh.
And guns and the kaboom? And I said, oh, you know what? Let's watch something together. Your choice.
Oh,
so
nice.
She immediately goes to the picture of the killer How to Catch It. I'm like, I don't want to. All right. You're talking about me liking guns and war and stuff, and all you want to do is
less
find the person that murdered their wife.
Yeah.
Right.
You know what I mean? I don't want to do that. So we settle on a little program, a brand new one from Netflix, called Unorthodox, which you may have seen it, you may have not.
Hmm.
This program is a story that takes place in the Satmar Hasidic Jewish community in a place called Williamsburg in Brooklyn. You've probably heard about this community.
Yeah, I've heard of it.
It's a very, very large Hasidic Jewish community. And this was riveting. Absolutely. I don't have the stars yet, but we binged all four episodes, and they were hour-long episodes. Might have been five. I'm not sure. But we binged last night, and Carla never says, you want to do another one? You know, Carla is a one-episode, time-for-bed person.
Right.
I'll go till 4 o'clock in the morning if I like a show enough.
Yeah.
I don't care. I will sacrifice the sleep.
Was it Shira Haas?
Shira Haas is the young lady who plays Etsy, the star of
makes
the show.
Makes lots of crafts.
Yeah, puts them on the website.
She is spectacular. Etsy, that's the website, Jeff.
Yeah.
I get internet jokes.
Oscar, you're so silly on drugs.
I get it. We had to go with the Shira Haas pull there.
She's
and
beautiful.
I think she might be, but she's waif-like. She is so teeny tiny.
That's what I'm into.
Okay. Oh, now you're gonna gross
stay. Can
me
you
out.
Stay on topic?
Now you're
please,
gonna
sir.
Make me. Now you're gonna make
now,
me.
I see here that it's largely in Yiddish. So is it subtitled? How do they handle that?
Let's take a break. I will come back here and explain this show, because once again I've done it. We have so much to unpack that I didn't get to. I really didn't think it would take that long to do the Regis and all that. But we'll come right back and I'll tell you all about the show called Unorthodox on Netflix, which I found fascinating. We'll be right back. I know
every crack. If you'd like to learn more about the Mike O'Mara Show, the Library of Congress recommends these books. These Boots Were Made for Fighting, The Jabrils of Madison County, and Fascinating Cheeses of Western New York. These and many interesting books aren't found in your local library. But if you'd like to read more, shop Walmart and Target through the TMOS Shopping Center and share your favorites at the TMOS Fans Book Club and Recommendations page on Facebook. We'll be happy to help you read more about it.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. So, I am not an outdoorsy guy when it comes to yard work. I just don't like it. But I do love a very, very nice lawn. And I want to tell you about a new sponsor we have on the Mike O'Mara Show called Sunday. Sunday is a magnificent company where if you want to really improve your lawn, all you have to do is go to their webpage. It's getsunday.com. Here's exactly how it works. This is how easy it was for me. I give them my address online.
Right.
They take from a satellite photo and from soil analysis in the region, they can do it all over the country, they give me the products and send me the products in order to treat my lawn.
Great.
And it doesn't matter what time. I happen to get the summer heat treatment and the fall treatment. I got it sent to me in a box this weekend. I think it was either Friday or Saturday. I attach this bag that's got all the fertilizer that I need or the treatment, the nutrients for the lawn. I attach it to my hose. I go out into the yard and I spray for about 15 to 25 minutes and I cover the entire lawn. Just after it was cut, they give you the exact time when you should do it. They also gave me some dandelion preventative, which comes in a spray bottle. They give you everything. This, you know, I'm an idiot, and I'm, this is an idiot-proof company. Sunday that allows me to spray this treatment, and then we finally got the heat wave. I hit this perfectly,
nailed it.
I timed it perfectly, and all it was. Was a question of walking out on my lawn and watering it with a hose and attaching the hose to this bag of stuff. And when it's empty, you're done. And it was fantastic. The company is called Sunday. They created my custom lawn plan based on the soil climate and the lawn picture that they're looking at. And you don't need expensive equipment.
No.
I just sounded like the president. And you don't need expensive equipment.
No.
That's perfectly all
right.
Don't
they include the nozzle, Mr. President?
Yes, they do. They have the nozzle that comes with it. By the way, the reusable nozzle now in the box that they sent for my fall treatment, which I will be doing about August 24th up here. Awesome. Very, very exciting. Perfect. You don't need to know everything about soil, grass, or micronutrients to have a great lawn. So if you're not 100% sure what your lawn needs to be green, no worries. Just get Sunday. Visit GetSunday.com for $20 off your summer plan when you use promo code TMOS at checkout. By the way, the prices are so good that $20 off is going to be, you'll be very surprised
at how affordable it is.
That's GetSunday.com, promo code TMOS for $20 off your summer plan. Get Sunday. And I'm actually looking forward to doing my mid-August plan with them as well. Let me get back to this show. So this, I think we probably get a little taste of these intensely religious communities. But sometimes when you get a show that just does an amazing dive, and this show is primarily in Yiddish with subtitles, and it's spectacular because you understand.
What's the trials and tribulations that they go through?
The trials and tribulations is she's married off at a young age, like so many of people in this community. She can't handle it, and she flees to Berlin, of all places.
Really?
And it is that is where her mother has fled, and she is virtually estranged from her mother.
Set in the present day?
Present day.
Okay.
Goes over there. I think present day. It's hard to tell because you've got the costume. You have to watch it. It is a study in these communities, these insulated religious communities, but it is there's a level of authenticity that is almost documentary-like with this.
Can't wait.
I also came away, I think it's extremely easy to look at people with different hair and different hats and different customs and judge it, but I chose not to do that because I think I give the show credit for my ability to intellectualize the idea of a persecuted people that went through the trauma that they went through. And this religious sect, the Satmars, are relatively young. I think it's in the early 1900s, and then became very entrenched in New York City, Brooklyn, after World War II. And you can kind of get that their big thing is that they want to procreate and they want to just continue to, you know, increase their population because they were decimated by the Holocaust.
There's this gentleman who plays Yaakov. His real name is Amit Rahav, and he is a dreamboat, let me tell you. Maddie, if you want to check that out.
There are really, it's just a fascinating story. And to be entertained and also educated at the same time about the community, and it really doesn't... you got the bad guys and the good guys, and she's trying to get away, but it resists.
Who are the bad guys?
To be. Well, the bad guys are she flees the community, and then they send the husband and this one guy, Moshe, over to retrieve her from
Reality
Amish
show.
Kind of a similar.
The Rumspringer.
It's kind of that similar situation, but it was realistic that way, where they
You have to watch it.
Okay.
And you have to watch
Where does
these
she run?
Wonderful. She runs to Berlin and
oh, damn.
And it's just I'm not going to give any spoiler okay. alerts.
I'm done asking
because
questions.
Well, because
I will say
really,
this, Oscar. There's a lot of good looking men in it.
Job articulating it, you know.
Yeah, a lot of good looking guys.
Yeah, they
in
got
the
some
show.
Rainboats on that cast.
Yeah, boy.
But you know, one of the things I came away with is I think in this day and age, there's not nearly enough empathy for people who have different lifestyles, and I think that
understanding
that runs the gamut. And so when you resist the urge to say, oh my God, what's that all about? That'd be easy to look at a community like this and not being able to understand it. But I looked at it maybe because I've read so much recently about the Holocaust with a book that I just finished called The Tattooist of Auschwitz.
Right.
It makes sense to me that that some of these religious sects would get even more fervent in their desire to keep the community intact and to keep it insular. And to not trust the outside world. I get it completely. It makes mm-hmm. sense to me. I don't necessarily think it's a good thing or a bad thing, but I can understand where
understand
it would come
it,
from.
Yeah.
And this doesn't necessarily make it all evil, but she can't deal with it. And there are a lot of people probably that have left religious sects like this that have not been able to handle it. And, you know, and I remember at one point I said to Carla, I said, well, what if they're right? Because you do think about that. That's the way
yeah.
I look at
it's
it.
It's getting 95% on Rotten Tomatoes. Looks like it came out in the middle of the pandemic, so the idea that you're discovering it now is not shocking, because I haven't
right.
even heard of it.
It's spectacular. I think it's going to win
great.
Some awards.
Looks
I really
great.
Do. I think it's going to win some awards. And
at four episodes, quite digestible. It sounds like a good
It's
good
digestible.
Watch.
I could have used 10 episodes. I could have used 3 seasons. I think they could have done that if they wanted to, but I think it was an on and gone. And check it out. It's called Orthodox.
Unorthodox
on Netflix. And if you've ever been curious, and I think anybody that's ever spent any amount of time in New York City,
hell
you
yeah.
just look at, you know, you look at the people with the curls and with the hats and you're walking along going, what is that all about?
Right.
This really dives into it. I remember my brother-in-law tells me a story about coming back over the Tappan Zee Bridge on a mm-hmm. business meeting in Connecticut, and this guy driving a car because it was getting close to sundown, and he almost killed them going up on the sidewalk
yeah.
and everything because he had to be home
mm-hmm.
by sundown. It was that level of religious fervor. Check it out for yourself. Please let me know what you think about it.
I will.
I love it when you do that, when people, you know, send me feedback, and hopefully I'm not steering you wrong. So we'll, you know, that's called Unorthodox.
Thank you.
On Netflix. Another good, and I got to give Carla credit. She picked it out. So tonight we get to watch Daddy's Show. All right. That's the 17th viewing of The Wrong Missy by Michael Mara. Thank you very much.
That's a good book.
Yeah, very good book. We'll take a break and come back with more fun. I'm an idiot. I'm the Mike O'Mara Show.
Greetings, friends. It's your kid's teacher here. Remember back in March when you discovered what teachers deal with every day? Remember how grateful you were? Thanks for that. We miss them. We want to teach them. We just don't want them to kill us. So let's stay home for now. And after a long day of virtual learning, get yourself an egg salad sandwich and enjoy the Mike O'Mara Show. Oh, and buy your kids a TMOS t-shirt so they don't show up to Zoom class in their pajamas. Class dismissed.
Thank you very much. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by our Patron Society. 'Tis important to remember, when one gives, one receives back the same twofold.
True.
And so, and so, and so. Please, keep this in mind for just a moment. We need your help. And here's how you can do it. The TMOS Patron Society. We need you to go to MikeOMaraShow.com, click the Patron Society banner, and make a pledge to TMOS. $10 a week or any amount, even a one-timer. We'd love that. It's entirely up to you. TMOS needs you, and you can make a difference, because if you're there for us, we'll be here for you. If you can contribute, please do. Give. It feels good. Your support means the world to us now more than ever. We appreciate you, and we thank you.
News.
News.
Boo. Show blew
right,
by.
Been,
Jesus.
Yeah, Zoom. Did. Oh, I knew it would. I knew it would today. We had a lot to unpack.
That was the third one. I love it.
Well, we spent a lot of time on him today, and he deserves it. Regis Philbin passed away on Saturday. He was 88. Some reports say he died of heart disease, but while he's had heart issues in the past, his family said he passed of natural causes. The family released a statement saying, "We're deeply saddened to share that our beloved Regis passed away, 1 month shy of his 89th birthday. His family and friends are forever grateful for the time we got to spend with him. Regis had an incredible 60-year career, beginning in 1961 when he hosted..."
Wow.
Man, I was 2 years old. "When he hosted his first talk show, The Regis Philbin Show, on local TV in San Diego. He is best remembered now for co-hosting Live with Regis and Kathy Lee and Live with Regis and Kelly for more than 20 years, for hosting the initial run of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, and for hosting the first season of America's Got Talent."
I forgot
after the
about
news
that.
Of Regis's death got out, many of his peers paid tribute to him. Kathy Lee said, "Regis, there will never be another." And she later added, quote, "There are no words to fully express the love I have for my precious friend Regis. I simply adored him, and every day with him was a gift. We spent 15 years together bantering, bickering, and laughing ourselves silly, a tradition and a friendship we shared up to this very day. There has never been anyone like him, and there never will be." Kelly Ripa, in a joint statement with Ryan Seacrest, which I found odd, said, quote, "We're beyond saddened to learn about the loss of Regis. He was the ultimate class act, bringing his laughter and joy to our homes every day on Live for more than 23 years." I just didn't understand why it was a joint statement, why it had to be done through
the
show.
Well, she's probably controlling everything, Mike. You know what happened with Michael Strahan and all.
Maybe she enjoyed what the network could handle this for her.
I don't know. Does that seem odd to
it
you?
Seems
a little
odd. It seems very cold.
Isn't
very cold.
Ryan Seacrest, like, I would say, a bigger star than Kelly Ripa?
Yeah, probably better known than Kelly Ripa.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and he probably had a relationship with Regis or one way or another because that's the way it was.
Right.
So he could have written something, and then she could have written something a little more personal.
I don't know. It was weird. They said, "We were beyond lucky to have him as a mentor in our careers and aspire every day to fill his shows on the show." I don't know. I found the whole thing a little weird.
That sounds a little cool and impersonal.
Now here's,
and also maybe pre-prepared.
Well, here's something that speaks to the heart, and because they were always talking to each other on the show. Longtime Live producer Michael Gelman said, quote, "Devastated by Regis's passing, he was a broadcasting legend, as well as my friend, colleague, and mentor for over 30 years. My heart goes out to his wife, Joy, and his family." Jimmy Kimmel, who you know, is a very, very empathetic guy on TV, said, quote, "Regis was a great broadcaster, a good friend, and a tremendous amount of fun." That's that whole Rickles Regis thing.
Yep.
Poor Jimmy's losing a lot of, as Rob said, the redwoods that are falling out there.
Yeah.
He leaves behind a TV legacy that will likely go unmatched. David Letterman, he had so much fun with Regis. He said, quote, "Regis is in the same category as Johnny Carson, superlative. He was on our show a million times, always the best guest we ever had, charming, lovable, and could take a punch." That's a great way of putting it. "When he retired, I lost interest in television. I love him. Regis was Letterman's guest 150 times."
Wow.
It was must-see television.
Yep.
Letterman would just sit there and he could take a punch. That was the fun thing.
Yep.
150 times. He guest hosted The Late Show when Letterman got sick and was recovering from quintuple bypass surgery. Regis would later have a similar triple bypass procedure in 2007, and Letterman was his first guest when he returned to TV. On December 31st, 2004, Regis filled in for Dick Clark on Dick Clark's New Year's Rockin' Eve. I probably made fun of that. It's like,
of course.
Can he get any more gigs, that guy? But that's
And you
Regis.
Know what no one has mentioned so far is that for about 3 months, he was a fashion icon. He had everybody wearing monochromatic suits, ties, and shirts because that's why he dressed on Millionaire. Mm-hmm. That was the hot look for a while. He
well,
was
then
a,
fine.
He, well, then, okay, fine.
Well, then, okay, fine. There we are. You will be missed. He will not be speaking from heaven today, but maybe tomorrow.
Maybe.
No, we'll maybe wait a week. Maybe we'll wait a week. Maybe we'll wait a month. I'm not sure.
Anyway, Ryan Reynolds is offering a $5,000 reward for the return of a stolen teddy bear. But this isn't just a cute thing he's doing for a little kid who's misplaced their toy. A 28-year-old woman in Vancouver, named Vancouver, British Columbia, named Mary Soriano, lost a bear when a bag it was packed in with other valuables was stolen from outside of her U-Haul. The bear is irreplaceable because it contains a voice recording that her mother made for her before she died of cancer.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow.
Mara said, quote, "She had a recording on it that was specifically just for me and said she loved me, she was proud of me, and she'll always be with me, teddy bear. I hugged it every time I missed her. throw me for a loop there with that.
Yeah,
sorry, the teddy bear.
Are you listening to the story?
Okay. The teddy bear.
Oscar,
is
take a pill.
Nope. The teddy bear is wearing a. He's just being OCD. The teddy bear is wearing a red and white dress. There are only a few things that fire in that giant skull. It's Elvis. It's the Beatles. And Paul McCartney. And Jerry.
And then it just food. Like, food.
And food. Yeah, food? There you go. Anyway, that's it. What
do you say? I hope she finds her bear.
All right. Ryan tweeted $5,000 to anyone who returns this bear to Mara. Zero questions asked. I think we all need this bear to come home.
Agreed. So,
the teddy bear is wearing a red and white dress plus black frame glasses, just like her mom did. She knows it was stolen because there is security footage where someone is seen grabbing the bag and walking away. So give the lady back her bear, please. Well, that bubble the NBA was hoping to stay in has another hole. L.A. Clippers player Lou Williams will quarantine for 10 days after leaving Orlando to go to a funeral and then hitting a strip club afterward.
Mm. Oh, Lou.
Lou was in Atlanta last Thursday after the father of a close friend passed. And after the service, he stopped off at Magic City.
Oh, no!
He was outed by a rapper named Jack Harlow, who posted a photo of them together. He deleted it and tried to claim it was an old photo. But Lou had a new NBA mask on, so it couldn't have been old.
Oh,
Lou
dear.
Eventually admitted he went to the strip club, but claims he only stopped in to get food.
Sure.
This guy's such a dope. This
looking for the, looking for the wrong lies. Bubble, Mike.
If he'd just gone to the funeral, he would have had to quarantine for 4 days, but a strip club is high risk. They must have it in the bylaws.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure they do.
So now it's 10, and he'll miss two games, meaning he also forfeits $150,000 of his salary.
What an a-hole. Like, yeah.
It's such an a-hole, the line. For also, don't be an a-hole.
For
lie.
The sport.
Yeah.
For the sport that's begging for everyone to get through the season and
right.
get paid.
Can't let the little wiener down.
Yeah.
Has to take care of his little wiener. Well, that bubble, the NBA. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm reading that a second now. Now it's time for a little something.
Ah, yes.
Something. There's a 22. I binged a show. Did I mention I binged a show to like
you
1
did.
O'clock in the morning last night? Did I tell you that? Doing stupid
Do they
things.
Teach you, they you. Teach you that here?
Did I mention that? Yeah, there you go. There's a 22-year-old woman. Her name is Dakota DiRienzo from Sebastian, Florida. And last Thursday, she was visiting her 59-year-old dad, Luigi DiRienzo, at his mobile home park. Well, he had some medical marijuana, but he wouldn't share it with Dakota, so they got into an argument, and it got physical. According to the police report, Dakota attacked Luigi by pulling him down to the ground and attempting to grab his genitals.
Oh, Luigi.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, sounds like a nasty fight. When asked about Luigi, Dakota said, "He's a good father. I shouldn't have done it." Luigi said, "Oh, Dakota, she's a good girl. She just likes to get high all the time." Yes, sorry. I'm a mess. I am a hot mess today. We will take a break. Come back with the Audio Vault right here with Rob Spiewak, everybody.
Are you a 40-something-year-old chick going through a midlife crisis?
No. I'm sorry. I can't do him anymore, Rob.
Are you
in love with the guy, for God's sakes, every day? That's 4 days in a row. Let me get right to the bonus package, Reed.
Please.
Thank you. Don't worry, folks. All is well, because just like psoriasis and herpes, the important things always come back. Important things like the Friday night TMOS bonus show cocktail party. That's right. It's back, baby, back. This Friday at 7 p.m. Eastern, a regular drunken show followed by an inebriated bonus episode. The bonus show will stream free once, but then it goes behind a paywall with its nearly 500 uncensored bonus friends. But never fear. You can gain unlimited access to all of them by subscribing to the TMOS bonus show. No commercials, no censorship, no problem. It only costs you pennies a laugh. Just click the banner at MikeOmeraShow.com. The whole ball of wax is right there waiting for ye. And a subscription just might improve your weeping sores.
Oh, they're the worst.
Oh,
sad,
it's your passport to the
assport.
I'm Mike O'Mara, I guarantee it. Imbibe, subscribe, and feel the TMOS vibe. And now back to I'm Dickens, he's Fenster, already in progress. your brain. Let's open up the audio vault and take it away, Rob Spiewak.
Mike, the movie is called Greyhound. and it's on Apple TV, and it's the Tom Hanks movie about the submarine, and it's not doing very well. Oh, I'm sorry. You want to jump in? Go ahead.
I have a question.
Yes.
So my Vizio television.
Yes.
My Vizio apparently has a war with Apple. I guess that's the way
to
go.
I looked it up as well. You're not going to get the... You have to have an actual hardware Apple TV in order for it to work the way you want it.
First looks like problems. I won't be watching it.
Not a big
deal. Looks like I won't be watching the morning show.
All right. Well, Mike, it looks like the movie's not doing that good because Tom Hanks has done another one of his good guy things to get him in the news.
I saw this and somebody hipped you to it, right?
Of course. And he revealed that his first job was selling hot dogs for the Oakland Athletics in the stadium, I may or may not believe. So he has recorded virtual dialogue of him selling hot dogs to play during the virtual Oakland Athletics broadcast. Why? So you watch the submarine movie. I can't even make the connection on this one.
So basically, you hear Woody selling hot dogs.
Here's what it sounds like when you're watching the A's game.
Hot dog! Colossal hot dog!
They mix this in with the crowd noise.
Colossal hot dog! Not a ball game without a hot dog. Who wants a hot dog? Hot dog here, hot dog. Colossal hot dog. Colossal dogs, hot dog.
And remember, Greyhound, available on Apple TV.
He was pissed that Greyhound was, with the pandemic, wouldn't be coming out in theaters. And the movie getting sort of so-so reviews.
I think moderate reviews. Just
moderate
reviews. It's as good as an Oakland Athletics hot dog. That's what they're saying.
The worst.
Do you have your decorations up, Mike? Today is July 27th. It's Bagpipe Appreciation Day.
Yes! There we go. I love them.
And I know you guys love bagpipes, so I couldn't let it go.
Aren't you? Did you guys do on Big O and Duke some Christmas show? Didn't you do that recently?
Well, no, I would say.
Or are you doing a Christmas in July? Or
no, we did. We did one. It's a Christmas in June. We did it last month.
Last month. All right. Okay.
Did you have bagpipes?
No.
Well, why do you need decorations? Because
I just thought it was a big day for you. Bagpipe Appreciation Day. Put up your bagpipe tree, light all your bagpipe candles. I don't know.
Now I understand it. I thought, did you have at one point bagpipes that were played badly? I seem to remember you had bagpipes.
Rob does.
Let me do a dive and find it for tomorrow. It was something, I think it was like bagpipes that were run by a machine or I'll have to find.
If you did a YouTube search, probably get bagpipes played badly.
I don't mind when the bagpipes are really in hot rock and rock, like in the middle of that. But when the bagpipes start and when the bagpipes end, that's what's funny.
You played one about... For a time, there were people playing their instruments in public, just so people would listen.
There was one of that. And I remember a guy playing bagpipes while he bungee jumped. That might be the one that I'm thinking of now.
I never request a theme audio vault.
You want a bagpipe audio vault?
Yes! I request a theme sometime in the next week or two, a theme audio vault of bad musicians. Of instruments being played badly.
I've got some good ones. I've got some good ones. That's a great request. I think that
was like side by side.
That would be funny. I'd like that.
That'd be funny.
I'd watch that. I'd watch a video of that. That'd be great.
Happy 80th birthday today to someone. I did this for your son, Mike. Make sure he hears this segment. Happy 80th birthday to Bugs Bunny. Aww. Bugs Bunny debuted 80 years ago today.
What's up, Doc? It's a wabbit down here, and I'm trying to catch him.
What do you mean?
Summer fun.
Wabbit. Yes. Wabbits. You know, with big, long ears.
Oh, like these?
Yeah, and a winter white fluffy tail.
Like this?
Yep. And he hops around and around.
Oh, like this?
Pardon me, but you know, you look just like a wabbit.
Listen, Doc. Now, don't spread this around. Confidentially, I am a wabbit.
That's right. Cannot tell
a
you
a cartoon called A Wild Hair that debuted 80 years ago today.
How gratifying it is that of all the stuff, all the crap that's out there, my son's two favorite cartoons are Tom and Jerry and Looney Tunes, and we can sit there and watch Looney Tunes and laugh out loud together. I'm blown away by that. That has to tell you how the level of quality they put out with the voice and everything.
Oh
my God, fantastic!
I think it has to do with the fact that at Warner Brothers in the 40s, that animation studio was sort of a standalone unit. And there was a lot of talented people trying to make each other laugh. And that's why they weren't catering to anybody except themselves. And they are very timeless. Now, talking of animation, speaking of animation, this is so dark and weird. Deepfake, when you see deepfake stuff on YouTube, it always flips me out a little bit because it's a little too real. The nerds at MIT did a deepfake of President Nixon. Now, we've talked about in the past that in the National Archives, there was a speech written for if the Apollo 11 astronauts passed on the trip to the moon. They were prepared for this consequence. And that speech exists, and we've actually discussed it on this show. They did a deepfake where they took a video of Richard Nixon. They got a voiceover artist to read the speech and did what it would have looked like if he had addressed the nation if the astronauts had died when the moon landing happened.
Good evening, my fellow Americans. Fate has ordained that the men who went to the moon to explore in peace will stay on the moon to rest in peace. Every human being who looks up at the moon in the nights to come will know that there is some corner of another world that is forever mankind.
It's just so weird to look at because it looks
such a spectacular creepy. Nixon.
Mike, you must watch it, though. Ooh, I know I wouldn't have pulled the audio if it wasn't good, but when you see it, and they've actually matched it to that late 60s grainy videotape look, it is really weird.
Creepy.
But bless their hearts, that's what the nerds at MIT are doing. And, TikTok is not just dancers, Oscar.
What?
Apparently, one of the biggest guys that's trending on TikTok right now is named Jacob Pena. Because his thumbs are 6 inches long.
1, 2, 3, 4, I declare a thumb war. Never lost a thumb war. Yes, it's real, but the thing is, I have to, like, dislocate it and extend it for it to look long. Does anybody you know have a 6-inch thumb?
So if you say Americans are craving entertainment, I say it's out there. You just got to find it. Now, if I could, I'd love to see Richard Nixon talk about his thoughts.
Man, that guy and that guy's feeling really, really good. I heard he was in the pink.
As we started with Regis, let us close with Regis. He's just a great moment with David Letterman. If you don't think David Letterman loved Regis, Letterman didn't do anybody's show. And Letterman would do Regis' show. This is Regis with Letterman. Letterman compliments Regis. This is in 2004.
The bigger they are, as in your case, the easier it is to make fun of, because I couldn't put a wrinkle in your suit. I couldn't. Regis Philbin, myself, Jay Leno, Pat Sajak. Does he have a show?
No.
All of this put together could not carry your toupee.
Safe home, Regis Philbin. We will miss you. That's your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Monday, everybody. Get some rest, Mike.
Thank you very much. That was fun. Fun show today. Another fun one tomorrow. We're going to do it all over tomorrow. We'll be back for another fantastic get-together, everybody. Let me share this with you. Thanks for joining.
You got something to unpack over there?
Thanks for joining us for another perfect episode of TMOS. Don't forget, we're dying to hear from you. Messages for the weekly mailbag can be sent to Rob with 2 B's at MikeOMaraShow.com. You can also send your cities to Rob.
Please do.
So they'll be featured at the beginning of every show for a whole week. Our mailing address is TMOS, Post Office Box 32101, Washington, D.C., 20007. Need assistance?
Pony Boy.
MikeOMaraShow.com. If you can lend your support, please click our Patron Society banner at MikeOMaraShow.com. It means more than you know. Thank you for listening, and join us again next time for the best part of your day, the Mike O'Mara Show. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeOMaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Now get home safely. Good night.
It's been a good day. My God, what a good day for mankind.
So we're running out of wax, soda, and tape and all that jazz. Let's say goodbye, shall we?
Bye bye.